But first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta. Welcome back.
It's good to be home. Always good to come back.
Well, one of the things from your adventures that came to mind that we discussed was retirement havens. And I know that one of your stops was Panama. That's one of the, it seems to me that's one of the popular areas for retirement havens. But what came to mind when you were in Panama when you thought of this idea for a topic?
Because the area that we were in was Boquete, and it's considered quite a very attractive place and location for retirees. And when you're thinking about why should you retire in Panama, the beautiful beaches, the island getaways, colonial towns, and just the coastline. Where we weren't far from Costa Rica, another popular spot. For Panama, it's actually, as I said, one of the fastest growing countries for this market. So another place other than Boquete was Chiquira. Chitra. It's a very safe, community-minded town, 4 hours from Panama, located on the interior of the country. So it's good that it can offer you abundance of casinos, banks, grocery stores, hardware stores, everything you want when you're living at a destination, along with the expat community and one of the most affordable places in Panama, including the cost of beachfront property. Also nearby, another country that we visited in our last trip was Colombia. And that's quietly becoming one of the world's top overseas havens. And they mention from Bogota to Medellin to Cartagena, all are drawn, like as far as expats, to the culture, the low cost of living, as well as a high quality of life. And it's supposed to be one of the easiest places in the world to establish residency. So no lawyers required, and the process can be done in a couple of hours. Infrastructure is strong across the country, and the standard of healthcare is high. So they have a lot of people are definitely, you know, considering healthcare as one of their major reasons of where they're going to retire. So consider that as well. A place that is known to maybe attract some retirees is Santa Marta. And it's a preferred vacation destination from locals, but it's also great because of the weather, excellent beach and water activities like boating, snorkeling, diving. Also, it's got some good mountain-based activities, mountain hiking and trekking and biking. So favored for its affordability, perpetually warm weather, and warm Caribbean waters. So it's among one of the best places to retire. One that comes up often is Thailand. Beautiful people, beautiful beaches. It's known for being a global medical tourism destination. So that speaks to high standards and affordability to private medical facilities. Mm-hmm. Lots of expats here, access to fresh, healthy, delicious Thai cuisine. And then you could be, you know, as laid back or adventurous as you want. So it offers you the opportunity for different kinds of lifestyles. Phuket is the biggest island in Thailand, and it's one of the places that attract an expat community. Actually, right now it's around 115,000. Wellness is a big trend in Phuket, so particularly massage and yoga, breathing, meditation, and mindfulness. So golf too is a great pastime here. So lots to keep you busy outdoors. Another destination that you might want to consider is Belize. English is the official language of Belize. WestJet has been having nonstop direct flights, so it's nice to be able to just, you know, have easy access to a destination from home. If you have to come back in a hurry or just, you know, want that accessibility. I guess it has one of the best retirement residency programs. It's called the Qualified Retirement Program. It's a visa. You can apply for it if you're 40 years and up. Why would you like retire there? It's the weather really drew me. It, you know, the water, again, opportunity for our currency to be well established against theirs, like as far as you get good dollar for value with our Canadian dollar against their currency. An area of interest could be the Cayo District. It's part of the mainland. It's full of rivers and rainforests and has great little small town and villages. And it's good for nature lovers if you're interested in exploring rivers and caves, as well as different nature reserves. So lots of opportunity for both private development there too, if you want to buy property as well.
Well, lots of choices, it seems. While you're doing that, I was just on the One Travel website, onetravel.com, 7 best places to retire within the world. And you mentioned, I think, 5 of the 7, Panama, Colombia, Thailand. They also mentioned Mexico. And I know that a few months back, you were in the Bucareas area, Sayulita. I was there last November. That is a big area for expats as well. But the thing about Mexico, and I want to talk a little bit too about healthcare, but the thing about Mexico is in some areas, because it's been established for retirees, now it's getting a little bit more expensive.
Oh yes, and I've definitely seen that. We went to Bucareas for like 3 years ago, and then we went back to the same area this past couple of months, and you could definitely see the difference in pricing, like groceries, and it's not the Mexico of old where it was just a cheap lifestyle. It's definitely reflecting the increased strength of the Mexican peso. So against the Canadian dollar, you can see that you're not going to save as much while you're there. And whether you rent or purchase, there's still a cost attached to that. It's not as cheap as what we've seen, pre-pandemic. Let's put it that way.
And the one big thing that always comes up top of mind is healthcare, and the standard of healthcare in all those places is very good.
Right. And medical tourism seems to be like a really fast growing industry. And the example you give of Mexico is exactly that. There's so many people I hear, going over to take care of their dental concerns or getting a hip replaced or a knee replaced, because they can get in very easily. It's affordable. And as a result, many of the doctors there may even come from the US or Canada, if not, and speak English fluently. So you always have to do your research because your health is very important.
Well, then, yeah, doing the research is probably the best key. And there's a lot of expats groups out there. I guess if you just Googled that or went on Facebook, there's a ton of them around. And you just pick the destination where there's expats, and they have some sort of group together where you can ask questions and find out what it is. And I think it's even easier than ever. And I've said this before, you don't have to fork out hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy a place or become a resident. You can just rent a spot for a few months, go to one other spot for a few months. And if you like it and decide to buy, well, that's your choice. But really, the options out there are more than ever.
I think that's a wonderful way to approach retirement is not, limit yourself to just one destination and one culture. The world's big and it's changing, so it's best, to go out and experience it while you can. And there's so many opportunities for, as you say, like VRBOs or Airbnbs, to enjoy the destination, see if you like it. If you want to come back and explore it more or continue on to a different place, there's lots of places that we haven't even covered that are really popular for retirement, like Portugal or Spain, in Europe. So, yeah, why limit yourself?
And one option that just popped to mind, though, because I'm a cruise person, is to go on a world cruise for 100 and some days. You got everything right there for you. If you're worried about healthcare, you've got around the clock healthcare waiting for you there, and you get to see the whole world. It's a cool option as well.
Oh yeah, very popular choice for people. They, the crew becomes their family. You don't have to do your laundry. Like, you can just base, like, isn't that the cat, like, the biggest draw ever. You don't have to make like
no
you know
cooking,
do
no cleaning.
yes no cleaning yeah so yeah cruising is huge, and it's there's so many cruise lines out there right now with very competitive offers that it's definitely a lifestyle option to consider.
And even we didn't even define retirement, because people can be semi-retired, still working a little bit, but they can work anywhere in the world now. And so even that's an option if that's what you want to look for. If you want to escape the cold and spend a few months someplace away and still do your job like you did in Mexico over the winter, that's still an option too. So many options out there.
With technology, working remotely is getting easier and easier. Definitely you have to do your research to find out the best way to do it and the most efficient way. But nice way to keep in contact with your clients. And they don't even really know where you are, you know, at times. Not that you're hiding the fact, but it's that easy. The only thing that you really do have to consider is time zone factors.
Mm-hmm. Odanda Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow all of her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Odanda Forbes. OdandaForbes.com is her website. Good stuff, Odanda. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good week.